Check the clock! Get online! Move up on me! Online on me!
01, this is 05. We have effective fire on our position.
About to get fucking weird, bro.
Welcome to Hero Games Podcast Shorts, Episode 6, titled Gratitude Adjustment. As always, I'm your host, JD, and it's good to be here. I ask that you open your mind to the words that I'm about to share with you, and I'll get to building this out. I'm recording and releasing this on December 31st, 2023, and I hope you're happy. And if you are, then this should serve as a reminder, an affirmation of why you're happy. And if you're not, I'm hoping to change your perspective. Now, the end of the year can be wonderful, but it can also be really tough at the same time. It's a time for reflection. And whether you like it or not, you will go through this reflection period, either intentionally or subconsciously. And it's in our faces. Our apps like Spotify, Instagram, Whoop are all showing us wrap-ups of the year, how we did, what we accomplished, how we rate, maybe some things in there that we should be grateful for. We make posts on social media about the things that we did over the past year. Some people are sulking. Others are proud. And we come together and we reflect as we watch the world take on a clean slate once again. It's really a wonderful opportunity that comes every 365 days. Now, some of us feel grateful for what we have, but others are living in hell. That's inevitable. I've been there. I understand how it feels to be lost and depressed and sad. But now, on the other side of things, I can tell you that it is definitively a choice. No matter how shitty your life gets, you choose how you respond. And I needed a gratitude adjustment. I just didn't know it. But I got through. And that hindsight that I have now is something that I want to share. And I get it. It's easy for me to sit here now, having been through the darkest times of my life, to sit down and tell you, hey, here's the way out, or here's a better way to experience those shitty times. But that doesn't take away from the validity of my opinion. So let's unpack this a bit. Gratitude, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. So you see, it's not just being grateful or being thankful in the moment. It's being prepared or ready to reciprocate that. It's being ready to return that kindness or that appreciation that you feel. So gratitude, I think, needs to be constant. Gratitude is not a new set of glasses that you can take on and off whenever you want or whenever it's easy. I think gratitude is a new set of eyes. It's a new way to look at life. In its simplest form, gratitude is a state. It's a state of thankfulness. It's a state of being grateful. So gratitude is not temporary. You can be grateful for something, but you can live your life where you are not seeing things as enough or as abundant. Therefore, sure, you're grateful for this, but then as soon as something comes along that's a little sticky, you fold. You're not able to say, hey, well, you know what? Yeah, that fucking sucks, but I'm still good, dude. I'm still grateful for my life in its entirety, holistically. I'm still grateful for what I have. That is gratitude. It's not temporary. Now, through this process, I did some research like always, and I found some really good articles and some peer-reviewed studies on what gratitude does for us. So the benefits of gratitude. Gratitude removes toxicity from your life. Gratitude reduces pain because it helps regulate dopamine. Gratitude improves our sleep quality. It reduces cortisol, therefore it regulates stress. In fact, one of the studies that I read was conducted on a set of individuals where they were to write letters of gratitude in addition to their regular counseling sessions, and they actually felt better and recovered sooner than the other group in the study that were asked to journal their negative experiences instead of writing those gratitude letters. So gratitude, at least according to this study, makes you feel better and recover sooner. So how does that work? Practically, how does that work? How do we demonstrate gratitude? Well, first, you have to make a decision to live in gratitude. You can't allow it to be something that's temporary in your life. You have to be truly grateful for everything, the good and the bad that comes along. It's a choice to focus on the positivity, just like those who wrote those letters of gratitude rather than journaling their negative experiences. They were focused on positivity, and just that change in perspective and that ability to eliminate negativity from their life, even in the smallest amount, turned into results for them that changed their lives. So for me, some of the ways that I demonstrate gratitude, first and foremost, I try to really take in life. When I experience happiness, I pause. I take a big breath. I try to enhance all of my senses. I try to smell and hear and see and feel as much as I can. I try to fully experience that moment. An example seems kind of silly. When my wife cooks an amazing steak, I have a glass of red wine, and I know nothing about red wine, but I can sit down with a glass of red wine and steak and cut into it and take a bite and really feel the moment. I can taste like I've never tasted before, and I take a big breath through my nose, and I feel happy and alive, and I choose in that moment to really experience and take that in. That's a choice. I could sit down and take a bite out of it and fucking chew, move on, next bite, next bite, next bite, but it's a choice. Now, if I cut into that same steak and it tastes like shit, then actually here comes another choice. You know what? I'm grateful that I have steak in front of me. I'm not taking my big breath and tasting all of the things that I would taste with that immaculate steak. I'm deciding to audible. I'm changing. Okay, you know what? We're not going to be grateful in that sense, but I'm just grateful now in this moment that I'm here with my family. I'm eating food that is going to fill me. You know, so it's then a choice. Like, everything is a choice. Now, that's not me saying to not see the bad. Fuck that. Seeing the bad is so important. If we do not see the bad, study it and learn from it, then we're failing ourselves. But what I do is I see the bad, I study it immensely. Sometimes I get a little fired up about it, and I learn as much as I can from it, and then I flush it out of my life. Because hanging on to that negativity does nothing for me. I personally do not keep a journal of negative thoughts. I've done it in the past. Well, let me write down these things that I'm having issue with. I didn't like it. I felt like I was wasting time writing something down that I already had come to terms with. So for me now, I see the bad. I learn as much as I can from it through study, and then I fucking remove it from my life. Get that shit out of here, all right? It's a choice once again. Now, maybe you're stuck. Maybe you're a single parent and you work two jobs, three jobs. Maybe you're a young man who just graduated high school and you're in college and it sucks. It's not what you thought it would be. And you want to do more. Maybe you're someone who had built a life and then you lost a critical part of that life and it's just not the same. I get that. In my position right now, I'm detached from whatever you're experiencing. So that gives me open eyes. And so what I would say is find a way to detach. In my darkest times, one of the ways that I would detach is I would go out into really bad weather and I would run or ruck for long distances. And it would make me feel, because during those times, you can become numb. I remember feeling numb. So I would go outside in the winter and run and run and run until I felt alive. And then I could kind of look down on my life from that 30,000 foot view, and I could figure things out a little better. So for you, leave the house, get out of the house. If it's small in that way, you go for a run, then do that. Go for a run, clear your mind, go for a walk in the woods. Nature is super healing. If you can do more than that, then travel. Go to another state. Leave the country that you live in. See other conditions, because here's what I'll tell you. Your conditions here in the U.S. are likely significantly better than most of the rest of the world. Those in Afghanistan right now, under the rule of the Taliban, are just worried about their safety. People in El Salvador are just worried about their safety because of MS-13. You know, and there are places all across the world where people were just trying to fill their bellies. So if you woke up this morning and you had breath and you had water and you had food, man, you have something to be grateful for. And being able to leave your life where everything sucks and see others who are really suffering, I promise you that will help you detach and see your condition for what it really is. Now, I understand, man, I grew up in poverty. I understand what life can be. And I know that people experience things far shittier than me here in this country. But I'm telling you, I've seen the worst of the worst in third world countries through my experience. And it really provides perspective. So if you feel stuck, detach by physically removing yourself from that environment. Second, live for today, man. Today is all that you have. Stop waiting for things to get better. They're not going to fucking get better from just staying in the position that you're in. You need to find the things that you have today that are worth living for. Because even if things really, really suck, there's something about today that is worth living for. For me, my first deployment to Iraq in 2005 was miserable. It was an amazing experience in many ways, but it was also terrifying. I went through some real transformation. And I'll share some of those stories one day, but I remember feeling for the first time in my life very dark and depressed, and I felt like I would never get out of it. And it was really all surrounding a detainee abuse allegation that landed five of my platoon mates in prison. It was a terrifying, terrible time. I just couldn't see past it. But now looking back 18 years later, man, it's a distant memory. And if I could tell myself something then, it would have been, hey man, even if tomorrow is the end, you must enjoy today. There's something about today worth living for. In 2019, on my last rotation to Afghanistan, war and death, teammates getting shot. And I was disenfranchised by leadership that I just didn't believe in. It was a horrible time. And I was also clouded, just like I was in 2005, and I just couldn't see the good things that were in front of me. But today, I face adversity with grateful eyes. Because even if it sucks, I know that this is what I have, and I try to love the moment for what it is. So, regardless of your situation, know that this is what you have. Now, you can improve it tomorrow, but that doesn't negate your responsibility to love today, even if it's horrible. Now, the challenges that lie with this are that it's not easy, man. It's easy for me to sit here and say this, but it's so hard to play out, especially when you feel numb. And maybe you do get up and go outside and you go for that run and you feel alive for those 45 minutes, an hour, however long you're out there, and you come back in and then you start to come back into that place where things are dark and things are not right and it's hard to find anything to be thankful for. I get that. It's not easy. But when you're in that dark space, it's like being in a dark room and you see a glimpse of light and you reach for it and you move towards it. and you get to that light and you experience it. And when you feel that light, man, please experience it. Take it in. And then it's going to fade. And actually, this is life. We're going to have highs and lows. That's never going to end. So when that light fades and it gets dark again, man, open your eyes. But make sure you have those new eyes that see gratitude everywhere. We're not just throwing glasses on, right? These are new eyes. These new eyes can find the smallest thing to be grateful for. And so we're moving through that dark again, and boom, there's that light. Cool. New mission. Push. Move to the light. And I'm nearing the light, and I feel it. And now, because I have these new eyes, I'm experiencing this at a new level. Now life feels richer. It's sweeter. I'm really experiencing it. And then the darkness comes again. And it's a rinse and repeat until you can fill your life with more light. And I promise you that if you are filled with darkness, then it is likely a result of your actions. I'll say that again. A lot of the darkness that we experience are because of our own actions. So taking responsibility is a key component here. We continue to move towards the light. And then before we know it, because we have these eyes that are always searching for the light, man, it's everywhere. When we're looking for light, we're going to see it. I said this on a podcast that we're going to release here soon. You know, I kind of get on these little trips, and one of my new trips is the red car effect. If I asked you how many red cars you passed on the way to work today, you wouldn't know because you're not looking for them. But if I tell you now, hey, tomorrow when you go to work, I want you to count every red car. Well, of course, you're going to be able to tell me, because what we choose to focus on is what we will see. If we choose to have those new eyes that are constantly looking for the light, you will see more light. It's inevitable. And at the end of the day, if you choose to not live a life of gratitude, then you're going to have to deal with the impacts and the fallout of the life that you created because of your lack of gratitude. So it all comes back to a choice. So whenever you're hearing this, it's not too late. It's never too late to start a good thing. So start right now by removing negativity from your life and choosing to focus on those good things and go from one good thing to another. And then also remember, we can't just be grateful for the good things. We have to be grateful for adversity and for hardship and for what it does for us, because I'll tell you that I have grown the most in some of the most difficult times of my life. So yes, pursue that light and move from light to light to light until you have come out of the darkness. And know that darkness is always waiting on the other side. It's always going to be there. But with those new eyes, man, there's no way for you to get stuck in that darkness again. And it's a really beautiful place to be. And I can say right now that I think when I do find myself in dark times again, I'll see the light and I'll move to it relentlessly, because there is no other choice. I want to love every part of this life, the good and the bad, and understand that it's all vital to our growth and to our happiness during this short time that we have to leave our mark. So let's make that gratitude adjustment and see life through new eyes in 2024.